Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy TGIF. This is Rich Sheban broadcasting from Montana, sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And I want to thank the engineering team in Minnesota for keeping everything together. And what I'm going to do today, folks, is I'm going to monologue the first hour, and then Bert Petonis is going to come on board for hour number two. So I have lots of published articles in the public domain. I know some of these articles are so surreal, some people think I'm making this stuff up, but I promise you I am not, and I do everything in my ability to verify the authenticity of these objective facts. So that being said, I hope everybody has a great Friday. I'm going to start with some of these articles right now and see how far I get. I'm not going to get to them all, but I'm going to do my best. Okay, first article, Joe Biden's brother Frank's traffic case dismissed due to police officer out for training. Yeah, that's it. U.S. Next article, U.S. billionaires pay just 3% income tax. You see, folks, it's not about, it has nothing to do with this white supremacy BS. These are just tools, divide and conquer tools. That's all they are. I mean, all this, these buzzwords like controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist. In other words, all the ismists, anti, you know, phobe, all those words, they mean nothing. They're used every 5 minutes by the establishment. It's meant to keep people quiet. It's meant to shame them. It's designed to, basically, the people who are adhering to these words have been conned. They've been played. They've been duped to poison us against each other. Every narrative is top down. It's all created by the big guys, the super wealthy guys. Everything is designed to lower the bars of standards and expectations, to delegitimize work. It's done, everything is done to insult and degrade and disrespect different people. It's not done to empower a group or an individual or a nation. It's designed to destroy everybody. It's designed to make people submissive, to break your will. You never reward mediocrity, and anybody gets a benefit except for the elite. It's part of the aristocracy controlling the serfs. Like you heard many times, they're in the club, and you are not. Okay, next article. Portland riot team disbands after member indicted for striking Antifa member. Well, I thought Antifa wasn't a real thing. I thought it was an idea. Of course it's a real thing, people. I use the term often, Blantifa, because I combine Black Lives Matter, because we have followed the money many times and seen how the money comes from the big Soroses of the world. Okay, it's everything. All this, their objective is to create a civil war, chaos, infighting. They want to bring in the brown shirts. They want to bring in the UN troops. They want to bring in the mercenaries. That's what this is all about. And we've mentioned, like we have the other day on the air, about court documents confirm the FBI planned and executed the January 6th insurrection. I'm not making this up. This isn't Rich making up an article. I'm reading the article right in front of me. This is all published in the public domain. Haven't you ever noticed how a lot of these so-called Antifa people who get arrested, and I use that term in quotes, they get bailed out and they're on the streets, 5 minutes or a day later. Isn't that curious? And Revolver News broke a report that the deep state plants inside the January 6th uprising was planned. We're not making this stuff up, people. I mean, there's even proof that the FBI and Department of Homeland Security attempted to recruit Green Berets to infiltrate Oath Keepers before the January 6th riot. And it's all recorded. Every bit of it. Okay, next article. Just two investment firms, Vanguard and BlackRock, own nearly the entire mainstream media and most of Big Pharma, too. This is impossible for me not to go off into a tangent sidebar here, because it's not just, I mean, if the deep state can own and consolidate just a few companies, whether it be via cyber attacks on the power grid and energy infrastructure, which we've talked about before, it could be closing down for these companies regarding mainstream media. I mean, we've talked about this in great detail about the consolidation of power, money, and control. This is why we, as a people, need to decentralize. That needs to be our theme and meme of the day every day. Because if two companies, whether it be in any industry, can shut down America, that's very dangerous stuff. You have to remember, these companies like BlackRock, we've talked about how they're basically buying up all these single-family homes and they're consolidating and they're putting them, bundling them up into assets and products, and they're selling it to very wealthy hedge funds and pension funds on Wall Street. And what does that do? It creates a more controlled renter class, because they can't afford to buy housing. And that's why the lumber and materials is up so high, because of the supply chain disruptions. Everything is planned. Everything is by design. Everything is connected. That's why they're using climate change and COVID. It's for the largest transfer of wealth that's happening right now. You know it as the reset. The true terminology should be something like financial enslavement. This is engineered by BlackRock. It's engineered by the United Nations. Let me translate that for you. It's engineered by the very few gazillionaires on the planet who are mostly white and mostly male. See? See how that works? So they're using certain treaties and agreements like the Paris Accord, the Paris Climate Agreement, and that climate change and social credit score is going to be used for a tyrannical control takeover. And they're using companies like Yodlee, which also sells your data to design your personal social credit score through surveillance of what you do through technology. And you've heard me talk about ESG and EDI several times, which is environment, social, and government, and equality, diversity, and inclusion. Let me code name that for you. That means the rich are getting richer. It basically hides the crime of the elite, because what it does, it eliminates truth and consolidates more power, money, and control. And it's all part of the agenda, which I've talked about many times. And it eliminates expertise, qualifications, proven results. It makes products and services less safe. It reduces quality across the board. Vince Finelli's dealing that right now with that oil lawsuit. Lowers the bars of standards and expectations. It basically destroys confidence and trust in the system. But what it does create, again, is more chaos, more infighting, more animosity. It increases the probability of race wars, gender wars, and sexual orientation wars, and religious wars. It's basically a destruction of meritocracy, destruction of civilizations and every institution in it. And that's why they use psyops and human behaviors to just make certain people by certain groups justify their hate and rationalize a new caste system for the poor and the middle class, which is the bottom 93% of income earners. Now, all these white males, the Gates, the Bezos, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Zuckerbergs, you know, all these people who get nepotism connections for jobs, how come they can have millions of dollars of inheritances going to their kids, going to their kin? And I can name, and I have, dozens of these white families or white males, but how come they can transfer millions of dollars of wealth through business, through cash, through trust funds, through lands, but yet it's always the poor and middle class white male's fault? Have you noticed that? So they're going to use these. You got to combine all this in your mind, because the climate change, the COVID, the ESG, the EDI, the social credit score, it's all connected. The surveillance, you're going to be assigned a sustainability score. You will be managed like a product, and the IRS is going to be part of the management. And they're going to be using things, that's why they want to delegitimize work. And I talked about this till I'm blue in the face. Because when you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectation, because of what group you're in, it's designed to eliminate hard work, proven results, qualifications. It's designed to make you doubt your value. So when we have a check on runaway power, the little guy has no protection rights or restitution under the law, and they're targeted by what group they're in. And that, again, takes the eye off the ball for the crimes that are being done. And crimes don't matter anymore because precedents have literally taken the place of the rule of law. So we're enabling and protecting the most corrupt individuals, companies in the country and the world, giving them liability immunity like Big Pharma with vaccines. And we enforce fraud, destroy capitalism, create more illegitimacy in the system for a fascist system. And then the useful idiots that they call certain groups, because they keep sticking up for their group hyphen and pronoun because they think that's what it's about. But it's not even close to that. It's about giving free lunch to the elite. Because we've allowed too many people to be selling out our country to the highest bidder. This is what has happened. I'll be right back after the first break, folks. We appreciate you being here.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I'm Rich Sheban from Montana, sitting in for Vincent Fennelly. And before the break, I was talking about how a lot of this is connected: climate change, COVID, ESG, EDI. Basically, how they want to assign you a sustainability score based on social scores and things like that. That's why they want to delegitimize work. That's why you hear about MMT and UBI, which is modern monetary theory, and universal basic income. It's basically a Keynesian economic throwback tool, okay? Central bank, top-down, no accountability, elite control, elite interventionism, corruption, manipulation, and the rest of the people get put into some type of phony incognito caste system to maintain the status quo. You know, where they say deficits don't matter, where they say print, inflate, buy now, pay later. Keynesian teachings even allow governments and corporations to shift asset and liability columns, and that's why we use terms on this program like creative accounting and manipulation. So we have to realize where they want to take us. And it's not in a good place. They want, and this is all by design, people. You know, we have to realize that being an American is not a spectator sport. We have to read, we have to research, we have to verify, and we have to speak up. Because we had over a million combat soldiers die at a young age to give our freedoms and liberties to us. We inherited it. I don't want to say, I know you, this audience doesn't either. They don't want, nobody wants to say that those Over a million combat soldiers died in vain for us. So we got to think about this, what they want to do by design with this digital centralized cryptocurrency. It doesn't matter if it comes from the U.S., doesn't matter if it comes from China. What we need to do is create a bullion depository. And you've heard me talk about this for a few weeks now here and there, in physical form. And, you know, it can start even in one state. But if all the red states participated, we could really make some headwinds for prosperity, for controlling our own destiny. This could be nationwide. It could be untaxable. It could be we can deposit gold and silver and revalue it the way it should be, and state treasury budgets could implement it, and then it could still go digital, but it's backed by real silver and gold. It's in our Constitution. It could be money and currency. And what this means is that it's decentralized, done by the states individually. Remember, the states have the power over the federal government. It's in our Constitution. You know, it's just like states like Florida, who are they're bringing manpower over to Texas and Arizona because of the border invasions. That's what the states need to do. They need to work in synergy. Think outside the box. This idea is not new. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. We could easily do it. But we're not going to get it done unless more people read, research, and discuss it and talk about it. We need to have these conversations everywhere. Okay, I'm looking at the time here, and I know Bert's coming on in about a half an hour. I'm not going to get to probably 90% of what I have prepared, but that's okay. All right, next article. Hungary passes law banning showing children material on homosexuality or transgenderism. Why can't that be done here? Next, Mike Lindell. 60% of cyber attacks came from China. Now, pardon my math here, but I think there's only about 198 countries in that vicinity in the world, and 60% of the cyber attacks from the 2020 elections came from one country, China. Next, Trump announced his visit to decimated southern border before Kamala Harris even plans a trip. I think we know who our real president is, don't we? Next, failed gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams financed and controlled staffing for Fulton County, Georgia's election. I'll be right back after the break, folks.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After passing both the Senate and House earlier this week, the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act was signed into law Thursday by President Biden, making it the 11th federal holiday. Juneteenth is the day we celebrate President Lincoln's signing of the Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863. Companies such as Allstate, Google, and Nike have announced they will recognize Juneteenth as a paid holiday for their employees. Three bodies have been found and two people remain missing after a group of tubers floating along the Dan River in North Carolina went over the dam on Wednesday. Rockingham County Sheriff's Office said in a tweet, there was a search and rescue operation in place from the Duke Energy plant to the Virginia state line. Louisiana's governor declared a state of emergency Thursday ahead of heavy rains and other possible effects of an approaching tropical storm just weeks into the hurricane season. The National Weather Service said the New Orleans area could get 8 inches of rain. USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Back in 2020 St. Louis, Mark and Patricia McCluskey were alarmed when a mob broke down a gate on private property and entered their private street. The couple held guns on the mob as they screamed back and forth. The issue has finally been settled. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, reports.
The plea agreement means that neither Mark McCluskey nor Patricia McCluskey will face more serious felony weapon charges. Mark pleaded guilty to fourth-degree assault and was fined $750. Patricia pleaded guilty to second-degree harassment and will pay a $2,000 fine. The McCluskeys were caught on camera in June 2020 brandishing firearms at protesters who walked past their home on a march to the mayor's house. The couple pleaded not guilty to the more serious charges in October, but a new plea agreement was reached after Special Prosecutor Richard Callahan amended the charges. The couple said they felt threatened by the protesters, who they accused of breaking down an iron gate and ignoring a no trespassing sign. The people in the demonstration denied damaging the gate and said that the march was peaceful. In addition to the fine, the McCluskeys must forfeit their guns, which will be destroyed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Former Van Halen members Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony have launched Instagram and Facebook pages dedicated to the Hagar era of Van Halen. The rockers, who are current bandmates in The Circle, announced the creation of the new social media pages Wednesday. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody, and happy TGIF again. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli, hour two. I'm going to have Bert Batonis on. So I'm going to just dive back into the published articles in the public domain. Next article. NSA reveals FOIA response that the FBI involved in improper surveillance of 16,000 Americans. 16,000 Americans. You know, I even read that the FBI was involved in the Whitmer so-called kidnapping, air quotes, yep, plot. Kidnapping plot, Whitmer kidnapping plot. And how come the pipe bomb person was never found? Is there infiltration from every side here just to hold the narrative? This is disgusting, especially when we as taxpayers are paying for their huge salaries, huge benefit packages, huge retirement. Disgusting. Next, 24% of ballot transfer forms for absentee ballots missing in Georgia. 24% missing is the key word here. Okay, that's called null and void election, folks. Next, like father, like son, I don't write them, I'm just reading them. Racist Hunter Biden tells his matchmaker relative that he doesn't want, he said, in quote, no yellow Asian women for his date. Can you imagine if Don Jr. or Eric was caught saying this type of stuff? Can you imagine? Unbelievable. Double standards and hypocrisy. I'm not kidding you. We could do a whole radio broadcasting show on that. It's unbelievable. Next, man filmed robbing Walgreens in San Francisco as security can only stand by and watch because of their new laws. Remember, I think I mentioned that a few weeks ago, they can steal like $950 worth of stuff. I don't know if that's, it's pathetic. This is why people are leaving blue states in droves. Next, Oregon Democrats decriminalize homelessness again across the entire state, allowing them to crash in nearly all public spaces. Not making this stuff up, folks. All published in the public domain. Next, Biden's flashcards in England were there to remind himself to lie and to blame everything on Trump. I saw the close-up picture. That's exactly what it is. This is propaganda all the way through and through. Next. Oh, did you hear about this North Korean defector? She graduated from one of our Ivy League schools, and she made the comment that even North Korea is not this nuts. Unquote. That shows how far we have fallen, people. It's because we have allowed for so many decades political correctness, and it's our inaction to go unchecked. We have to speak up. We have to change our whole culture and make it more disciplined when we hear lies, propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, gaslighting. You know, all the Hegelian dialect, all the professional wordsmithing, all the media propaganda, all the subliminal messaging, all the submissive talk. We need, when people get demonized, discredited, and delegitimized for telling the truth, we have to speak up. When people get rewarded for mediocrity, we have to speak up. When hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer supersedes your what group you're in. We have to speak up. These are all divide and conquer strategies. There's too many distractions. There's too many examples of dumbing down our public and our children in our social and politically indoctrinated government schools. Okay, next. Inflation in wholesale prices increases to 6.6%, the largest increase since the measurement was first compiled, and I believe it started in 2010. And like I've mentioned before in the past, if we went back 30 years and looked at the unit of measures that how we measure inflation today, it would be a heck of a lot higher because every number is being massaged. Every unit of measure is changing. There's propaganda behind all the math. Next, Connecticut to enact highway fee for trucks. That means more inflation because when highway fees are enacted and gas prices go up, what's going to happen to your products and your goods? It's going to go up. This is second grade math. Next, Joe Biden is now, sit down for this, people. Joe Biden is now flying family members of fake refugees into the country who aren't even approved on your dime, the taxpayer's dime. You pay for everything through taxes, inflation, and cost shifting. I've mentioned a lot of charts over the years, and there's some big, big inflation numbers regarding education, health care, car insurance, because illegal immigrants do not have to pay for that stuff, so you're paying for it all, mostly through cost shifting. Next, judge delays depositions from Georgia election workers Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Shay Moss. These are the women that we saw running ballots through as much as three times. We even heard on audio one of these women saying, oh, I bet we're going to get caught. But the judge delays depositions. Our country is so corrupt. See, when you look at a country's wealth, prosperity, future prosperity, power, validity, trust. See, all this comes from a handful of things. The mainstream media, government confidence, it's an all-time low. Our borders, our currency, our reserve currency status, our elections, corrupt to the core. Our military strength lowered the bars of standards on everything from promotions to I've read articles in the past where over 70% of American young adults aren't even qualified to be in the military because of their drug background or their fitness levels. You know, the biggest thing when I hear talk about military, it's transgenderism. That's the biggest debate that's going on. When I look at economic output and productivity and stock buybacks and crony capitalism and our debt and implementation of robotics and artificial intelligence, how does that give confidence to the rest of the world? How about competitiveness? How many examples by the thousands have I given where we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations based on what group you're in? Socialism of government and big corporations, eliminating opportunity. And that's especially true in judges and lawyers and bankers and politicians. How about education? Got 90% of the degrees are worthless. They're being taught, kids are being taught Marx, Alinsky, Cloward, and Piven, the Frankfurt School strategy. It's a joke. It's social and political indoctrination. And our technology is not used for a benefit of the people. You know, too many people overuse the term double-edged sword. It's not even close. Double-edged sword gives an implication of 50-50. It's not even close. It's 99-1. Because they're implementing 5G, whether it be to make people sick, censorship, surveillance. They're owning people with the technology. And when you dovetail, the lack of rule of law, because so many people have bought and paid for a blackmail, what kind of confidence does this do to our wealth, our power, our future prosperity, our validity, our authenticity? The home of the free, home of the brave, land of the free. Where's that? Okay. I got to stop barring here because I am running out of time. All right. Raffensperger. Steve Bannon says he's going to jail for lying through his teeth. Steve Bannon, you got a great show, your War Room. I listen to a lot of it. I go see a lot of your excerpts. I agree. However, when you have our own Supreme Court, excluding Justice Thomas and probably Alito, the rest of them are bought and paid for, not even patriots. The rest don't have a backbone, Steve. Next. Georgia audit finds significant election failures. Could flip the state to Trump. No duh. Trump won that in a landslide. Next. Just the News investigation finds more than 100 batches of absentee ballots in Fulton County. Missing. Keyword, missing. Next. 58% of Americans hold unfavorable view of critical race theory. Only 38 are favorable. Of course. And that, got to remember, folks, every, and I mean every, did I say every? Yes. Every survey is skewed. How many examples have we given over the years where they look at, they survey a three-quarters Democrat and 25% is Republican, as an example. Next, Pew Research excludes 92% of the world in a global survey on Donald Trump. So they want to try to skew the results to make Donald Trump look in a negative, derogatory, demonizing, delegitimizing, discredited fashion. So they exclude 92% of the world in a global survey. You can't make this stuff up, folks. The whole thing is fake. It's phony. It's manufactured. And speaking of manufactured, that's what this next article is talking about regarding water wars. I mean, they've let go all this water in California for to supposedly save salmon, but we're going to have food shortages in order to use totalitarianism to keep population in check and controlled. This is not any different, people, than back in the medieval days when we had armies, whether it be France or England, doesn't matter, who surrounded castles and starved people out. This is the modern-day version of doing that. Not to mention Bates and Gezos and big corporations buying up all the farmland and maybe giving you GMO toxic poison foods. Next, Michigan SOS candidate Christina Caramo delivers 7,500 affidavits demanding a forensic audit to dishonest Joycelyn Benson, and she refuses to take them. Michigan, stand up for heroes like Christina Caramo. I'll be right back, folks.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I'm going to switch over to healthcare because of time. So I'm going to start with an article that talks about an analysis detected on basically on masks, talking about dangerous pathogens found on masks, and they found 11 of them, and they were like strep and staph, pneumonia. I'm just going to go through as quickly as possible. Tuberculosis, meningitis, sepsis, encephalitis, pneumonia, bloodstream infections, even UTIs, E. coli, food poisoning, a pathogen that causes Lyme disease, diphtheria, Legionella, which is Legionnaire's disease, staph, which has severe infections and high morbidity rates and even mortality, staph with meningitis, sepsis. I mean, it's just and I'm not even going through all of them, folks, because it's amazing how the powers that be have played, conned, and duped the American people. And I've spent quite a bit of time talking about masks, and I've talked about the psychological and physiological disorders and hypercapnia, hypoxia, and with dentists. I mean, I've mentioned articles where dentists were seeing up to a 50% increase in gum disease, and the bacteria in gum disease is closely associated with heart attacks and strokes. I mean, we've been played to literally not breathe fresh air. Okay, next article. Quote, The doctor's recommendation was to get my affairs in order. And what that quote was from was a patient that needed double lung transplants. What they're seeing because of the COVID vaccine shot is that people are suffering from what's called honeycomb change. And it's kind of like a cystic fibrosis type of scar tissue. And it's, even The Lancet talks about that. Not that The Lancet has any credibility left after what they've done. But, you know, you need to read this article, folks, and it's titled "Hospitals See Surge in Double Lung Transplants as COVID Honeycombs Organs." Very disturbing, very dangerous stuff. Okay, next. Four healthy British Airway pilots die in 1 week, and the airline says it has no link to the COVID-19 vaccine, even though there's audio saying different. Next, COVID vaccines cause Alzheimer's and brain changes. Next, Wuhan lab is a Trojan horse to distract from the vaccine damage. Now, Dr. Judy Mekovits, she talks about the flu shots, how it's infected people with inflammation and other diseases, and I'm shortcutting what she's saying. She talks about how vaccines are basically GMO and toxins and radiation therapy all combined. She says, do not take any more shots ever again. And she is, if you listen to her speak, she knows what she's talking about. She's even challenged Dr. Fauci and other bought and paid for people by the powers that be to a debate, and they've all turned her down. Imagine my shock. Next, OBGYN doctors read off same script telling pregnant women to take the COVID vaccine. I saw this. It's real doctors, OBGYN, they're literally reading off the same script just like the mainstream media does. It's canned. It's all acting. It's just a joke. People, these even doctors so today can't think for themselves. They're followers. They're all paid or blackmailed what to do and say. Next, Zuckerberg donated to gain-of-function researcher in Wuhan. Next, Fauci dangerously lifted the gain-of-function ban by himself. Next, Fauci accused of misleading Congress about taxpayers' money given to the Wuhan lab. People, if this was any one of us, we'd be in the who's gal. Next, company involved with magnetic tech and vaccines tied to the PCR test manufacturer. You can't make this stuff up, folks. We appreciate you being here for hour number one. Hour number two coming up after the break. See you soon.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.